You have no control over your own destiny, and suddenly that got the most of me. And one day, while on the Johnny Carson show, sitting talking to Johnny, I suddenly collapsed, and they carried me off, brought me home, laid me in front of my television set, and I laid there for 9.5 months, crawled to the kitchen, crawled to the bathroom. And that may sound pretty devastating, but...
Yeah, it's hard to believe, really, that you were up on top so high, and...
You really get a lot of insight when you're down there, boy. You know, now, that's why I can talk to you like this. That's why when I meet some of the you-know-whats in this business who are really creeps and greedies and unethical, immoral guys that would cut off their grandmother's legs, I just tell them, listen, I don't want to deal with you. And they say, wait a minute, look at the money we're bringing you. And I say, that's the nice part of having saved $9. I can deal with only the people I like. So having been down there on the floor, nothing scares me now because I know I was there. So I have the luxury of morality and the luxury of whim and the luxury of ethics and the luxury of any. And I tell you, it sounds dramatic, but it's really nice. And you know that when I got off the floor, the first thing I did was shiver and shake and get in my car and try to drive somewhere. And when I got out of the car somewhere to try to just do a dry run and try to be somewhere, you know, Preston, if all this sounds dramatic, you know, anxiety can do anything to you. It can stop your heart from beating, it can stop your hair from growing. So I just stopped my body from working without knowing it. I was just too scared to go out there. When I got out of the car and I stood right there, there was Shirley Jones, who I'd never seen in person before, and I, you know, can go on with all kinds of Hallmark card garbage. Bells went off, things went off, and I decided that the first energy of my newfound life would be to find this woman and to win this woman, and even that happened in my life. And boy, if that isn't the ultimate fairy tale story, what is?